Come on, children, you're acting like children. Every generation thinks it's the end of the world. All you fat followers, get fit fast. Every generation thinks it's the last. Thinks it's the end of the world. It's a dream down a well. It's a long, heavy hell. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. It's a field we transcend. If we're here at the end, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. You never know. Come on, kids, you're acting like children at your age. Back to black meadows and pearls. While all you sword swallowers pull yourselves together. Every generation thinks it's the worst. Thinks it's the end of the world. It's a secret as you wish down a well. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. It's a long, heavy hell. Synthesize.
You're listening to Ink Studs, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, out at wonderful, lovely UBC campus. It's a warm day today. It was a warm bus ride on my way here. But I'm happy to be in the studio. It's actually cool in here. Usually it's kind of gross. So that's good. My guest today is the wonderful Miss Kate Beaton. Do I have you there, Kate?
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
If it's gross in Vancouver, it's super gross here.
Oh, yeah? You're in charming, lovely Halifax.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not a TV interview.
Yeah, trust me. I think the whole world's glad about that. As my parents like to say, I have a face for radio. So,
your parents?
They're not very nice to me. I love you guys. Please stop hating me. So Kate will be in town on Sunday, Vancouver, at the Vancouver Comics and Stories Comic Convention. At Heritage Hall at Main and 15th, and I will be there buying too many comics, and Kate will be there selling. I'm not going to say too many comics, because there's not such thing as too many when you're selling. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good. What else are you going to have there with you?
I'll be drawing sketches. And I think that about covers it.
And books.
And books. Sorry, I have books.
And books. Wonderful books. Mm-hmm. Wonderful books. And also, just to let people know what's going on the show today. So Kate's going to be with me for the next, I guess, a half an hour, 40 minutes. And then after that, at 2:45, I'll be bringing on the air for 45 minutes, Brandon Graham, James Stoku, and Lars Brown. And James's lady Marley's joined us as well. So I hope she's going to be coming on air. They're all sitting listening to this, probably cringing at me, just talking. That's okay. Hey. A voice for radio as well. Or a voice not for radio. A voice for books? Yeah. Someone that's in the studio is just looking at me blankly. So they'll be on at 2:45. Hopefully Lars makes it here in time. He's on his way crossing the border, and let's hope he's here. And all these fantastic people will be at the Heritage Hall on Sunday. Go to VancouverComicCon.com. Is that enough spiel? I think that's enough spiel.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's good. And for folks wanting to call in, the phone number here is 604-822-2487. If you have a question for Ms. Beaton and her wonderful history comics, not just history, though, fun stuff, too, like your own tortured childhood.
Yes, please ask about that.
Are you comfortable? Let's just get the whole psychoanalysis going.
Yeah.
Now, your first collection, Never Learn Anything from History. Tell me about putting that together.
Oh, that's a self-published book. And I just made it because people have been asking for a printed collection for a long time. And it's a pretty simple book of comics.
Well, tell me about what you said.
I'm not much of a salesman.
I'll pull the salesman out of you. I mean, we don't have to like be trying to sell it on air, but let's talk about the stuff in it. Some of your favorite strips that you did in there.
It's just everything from when I started the website in 2007 to the beginning of 2009. Anything that I had that was still, a good file, a good image file, went in there.
And the website is harkavagrant.com?
That's it.
That's it. All right. There you go, folks. Who have been some of your more recent historical research subjects that you've been enjoying?
I'm sorry, my favorites?
Yeah, some recent ones you've been getting into while working on your strips.
Oh, well, when I did the one about Bolivar, I hadn't read a whole lot about South American history, and I was talking to you about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of opened up a whole area that I'd never read into, and so I've really enjoyed that. What else was more recent?
Simón Bolívar, and what was the name of his friend?
Sucre.
Sucre.
Sucre. That's the problem when it's a foreign name. I'm guaranteed to mispronounce it.
Yeah, I'm probably in the same. The same boat, so that's okay. Now, some of the more memorable recent ones is the one you just posted the other day, which I really enjoyed, was the which is an old one, I guess, the John Paul II assassination.
Yeah, I love John Paul.
Why?
Because I was raised really Catholic, and I got to see him in 2002. My mom sent us to World Youth Day in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
When he was there. And, he was just, he was really, really old. And he died 3 years later. But so full of energy. And he just wanted to meet everybody. And he was the first pope to go and travel and extensively. And not just sit in Rome and kind of dictate from there, but go out and just want to shake everyone's hand and be their friend. So I really like him.
Not much for politics, are you?
What's that?
Not much for the politics, are you?
The politics? Well, no. There's a lot of different kinds of politics. He had a hand in the Polish Solidarity Movement. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
when he showed up, and everyone sort of defied the communist rules of the day and came out to support him, and he said very veiled things that were anti-communist. So he indirectly helped spur that movement.
Well, there we go.
Did I explain that right?
I think so. I don't know. I've done a lot of history. For those that don't know, I'm a bit of a history dork myself. I'm going into year four of a history BA, which, as Kate will attest to, is probably about as useful as an application to Starbucks.
You'll have a fun time at the coffee shop.
Are you feeling relieved that you're able to have some kind of success with the comics, that you don't have to look into finding a career as a historian?
Yeah, well, I've worked in museums before this, so I guess I have used it before.
What museums did you work at?
I worked in our local museum when I was a teenager, and here in Halifax, I've worked at the Aviation Museum, and in Victoria, I worked at the Maritime Museum.
I did not know that part. I don't even think I've been to the Maritime Museum in Victoria. Where is it?
It's in Bastion Square.
Oh, I've just been to the regular museum in Victoria.
You know Bastion Square because it's where all the worst buskers in Victoria are. That insist on playing the same three songs over and over.
Yeah, I don't like buskers.
They're
no. Good to me. Just a reminder, folks, if you feel like calling in, 604-822-2487. Now, in your comics, the history, and yourself, you've recently started going, and you did a longer format story. How was that for you? You did like a six-parter or something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was all right. Basically, I started the story there, and then there was a death in the family. I had to come home, and I wanted to keep updating, so I just made the story longer. And so it was all right. It's not one of my favorite things.
Well, the fun thing about it is that it wasn't, you know, historically based, I guess.
Yeah,
it was just more kind of just telling an odd story at a point in time.
So, you know, there was a Jack Tar outfit and, you know, historical setting, I suppose. But yeah, it wasn't a specific figure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a quick song break and come right back on. I think we're going to play the Stan Rogers. Does that sound good? Let's do it. Don't get much more Canadian than that, eh?
No.
Oh, we'll be right back. Ink Stud, CITR 101.9.
Okay.
I've been sitting here crying since long before the day began. With my pockets full of nothing but broken dreams and my head in my empty hands. The winnings that I thought I hadn't come so far to get are further away than they've ever been. They've been taken by another man. I wouldn't take a train for home even if I could. They've been saving their joy for the hometown boy who went away to make it good. I bet they cleared away the corner so my ma can dance me in the door. And the old man can wink and pour me a drink and ask me what the tears are for. It's harder to try again than it was to begin. A man can play a lone hand in a high-stakes game, but it doesn't mean he's gonna win. And somehow I've got to keep from getting further down before I buy myself a bottle of cheap whiskey and a ticket to another town. Thank you. 'cause I think I've had it mighty tough. I did my best with all the rest, but it just wasn't good enough. And I've been working and training too long just to make it here, to merely swallow my pride and walk outside and come back another year. 'Cause it's harder to try again than it was to begin. A man can play a lone hand in a high-stakes game, but it doesn't mean he's gonna win. And somehow I've got to keep from getting further down before I buy myself a bottle of cheap escape and a ticket to another town. I wanna drown in the grape and make my escape on a ticket to another town.
And we're back. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM with Ms. Kate Beaton. I thought we'd discuss maybe some of your strips in particular. Maybe some odd facts about certain historical people. One that I really enjoyed is the Thucydides-Herodotus feud.
Oh, yeah. That was when I... when I took suggestions from readers in groups of 20, that was one of the suggestions.
You didn't know about it? Or did you?
I did. Probably not in depth. I knew about them, but I didn't know about their feud, and then I read it into it.
Why don't you tell folks a little bit about it?
Oh, sure.
Or I can.
Well, Herodotus is usually lauded as the father of history. He was one of the first Greek scholars to go and write a history of something, but his methods were just kind of taking stories from people, more so than someone who came very shortly after him, Thucydides, who was all about facts and figures and getting it right. So people would tell Herodotus things and he would write them down, but they weren't necessarily true. And there was a thing about, there's a really funny instance where he talks about giant ants.
Yeah.
And maybe you're picturing him going to some village and asking them about what was going on, and then they're like pulling his leg, and him taking it as fact. Mm-hmm. And Thucydides was really unhappy with this. I believe this was a while ago that I read about this one. So, and I thought that would be a really fun thing to make a comic about, sort of play up the fact that one guy gets busts everywhere because he's the father of history and maybe the first real historian came after him.
Now,
upset about it.
When you were growing up, how important were the Canadian moments?
They're important to everybody. I really think that those worked as an amazing mnemonic device for people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anyone would know who Agnes MacPhail was if there was no heritage moment.
Who was that?
And what's that?
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Ooh. she was the first Canadian woman MP. She's got that heritage minute where she goes to the jail and she sees everything is messed up and she gets real mad the next day. They're in the House of Commons and they're like, "You're a woman and you don't understand anything about jails." And she slams that big rod down. She schools them.
Schools them. I think we got a call. Should I bring the person on air? Since I horribly failed at my Canadiana knowledge.
You failed in 20 minutes. It's the easiest kind.
Have we got you there? We got someone there?
Hi, this is John. Are you there?
Is that Dustin Harbin?
This is John.
John, sorry. I know Dustin was calling in. Hi, John. How are you doing?
This is John from America.
Yeah.
America.
I wanted to tell Miss Beaton I like the one with the 4th of July that she did.
I think someone's being a deliberate American.
Hi, Dustin.
And I want to know if she's going to do any more about real Americans like them.
Yeah, she's going to do one with guns. and paying for health care.
Oh, that's a sore subject. You best avoid that one, I would say, Missy. You know what's good for you. Okay, I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm pretty sure that was Dustin.
I'm pretty sure that was a genuine American, and that's what they all sound like.
That is what they all sound like, and all Canadians sound like Kate. I am just a rare breed of West Coaster. We have this whole range of mountains that separates us.
Wow.
Tell me about, who's your favorite royal, British royal?
British royal?
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots. I thought Henry II was great, but George IV is the funniest.
He was the man with the high neck?
Yes, yes, he invented the enormous neckerchief to hide his huge double chin, and then it became fashionable. Beau Brummel type. Ate that shit up. And also, his coronation is the best. When you find pictures of his coronation, he wanted to outdo Napoleon's coronation,
yeah,
which was insane. Because Napoleon pulled out all the stops, so he's like, "I'll pull out even more stops." And then you see his outfit, and it has like layers and layers of ermine, and he just looks like a giant ball of velvet and fur. And there are like 10 of his best bros carrying his train around, and he made a huge book commemorating it just to make sure that everyone knew that he had a sweeter coronation than Napoleon did. But everyone hated him because he spent all their money.
Yeah,
he was fat.
Are you hating on fat people, Kate?
No.
Okay.
Why would I hate? Why would I do that? No, it was just easy to caricature him as this gluttonous, overspending, worldly king when he's supposed to be noble and proud and, you know, actually being useful.
Now,
the caricatures of him are really brutal.
Yeah, it's easy to be brutal with him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think he's farting in most of them.
What's so interesting about Henry II?
Henry II?
Yeah.
Oh, just that he's, you know, during that time, a really famous wife, Eleanor, and why can't I remember the name of the priest that he murdered in Canterbury Cathedral?
Oh, I should know this. I just did this.
You know it.
Yep.
He just, for a guy that lived, you know, at that time, there's not a lot of documents and not a whole lot of facts, I guess, about people's lives. You kind of know a lot about Henry II because he was such an intense personality and maybe the first kind of superstar king.
It was quite a mess around him, wasn't it?
That's a good term to use.
Superstar. All right.
Except from Arthur, who doesn't count because not real. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You were talking earlier about the Polish independence, and I remember one that really stuck out and we're probably both going to mispronounce this.
We did the last time you talked to me, Kwiecioukko.
Oh, we talked about it before?
I'm going to try. Yeah, we did.
Oh, well, you see, that's the thing.
It was almost a year ago
everything.
When you talked to me. It was just around Bastille Day.
Oh, there we go.
Because my days are all around.
Well, that question's in the garbage.
Anyway.
You've been doing stuff in the National Post now, I understand.
Yeah, I have.
What kind of stuff?
Canadian history comics. That's all.
Just the same stuff that you have online, or is it...
Some of them have been on the website, and other ones haven't.
Some exclusivity?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of it.
Now, you were supposed to have a cover of the National Post at one point, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to have a cover on the National Post. Then Michael Jackson died, and he kicked me off. He kicked everybody off.
How does that feel? I would be...
Feel angry at Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
For dying and taking over the news for 2 weeks.
Damn you, Michael. And we're still not.
It's all right. It's all right. Dirty Diana on the radio, and I, you know, seed.
Are you ever going to have it reposted?
Reposted?
Or are they going to use it, the cover?
No, no. They put it in there, but they put it in the middle somewhere.
Michael upsets me.
No.
Can't say I was ever really into it. So.
What?
Michael Jackson?
What?
I'm a boy.
Yeah, but some of his music's really good.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will have to steadfastly disagree and...
mixed opinions on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Why don't we talk a little bit about Stan Rogers?
Yeah, Stan.
do you have a Stan Rogers comic yet?
Yes.
Didn't he have a tragic life? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, he died in a plane crash in 81 or 82. Back when people used to be able to smoke on planes. And they a lot of it after.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it started, but it was tragic because the plane landed on the ground and then it caught fire and then people died inside.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it was. It just didn't evacuate fast enough or something.
It's like, so remember that, folks, next time you're in a plane and they're talking about sliding down that thing. Slide down it.
On the slide.
Maybe they
didn't have those slides in the early 80s. I don't know.
Maybe that's why they have the slides now.
Maybe they have slides at every window. It'd be better. Anyway.
I want to try the slide sometime. It looks like it would be fun.
Are you going to try the slide?
Let's try this. I want to try the slide, you know. Maybe not. Maybe that would just be a bad idea.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a reason to, and I don't want a reason to go on the slide.
No. No, let's just change the subject.
Okay.
Your Jane Austen comics?
I do comics about Jane Austen characters. I think I could just live off that, to be honest. She has more than a few fans. But I was a fan when I was a teen and I read Pride and Prejudice. I thought it was really great. So.
Yeah.
I kind of know Jane Austen fans.
I haven't actually read it yet.
Hmm?
I haven't actually read it. Maybe it's
because
I'm
really good.
Maybe it's because I'm a boy.
Stop letting that get in your way of enjoying Jane Austen and Michael
Jackson. Just to remind folks, this is I'm talking to Kate Beaton. Kate will be in Vancouver on Sunday at the Vancouver Heritage Hall Comics and Stories Festival, which we'll have a fair amount of talented folks there. Anyone you're excited about seeing in Vancouver, Kate?
What?
When you're here on Sunday, anyone you're excited about seeing?
Oh, yeah. You.
Oh.
No, I went through the list. There's a lot of people that you know, I've met before, like Ed and Mary and Brian, but I mean, I'm not even completing their names.
Ed Brisson, Mary Kay, and Brian Fukushima.
That would be it, yeah. And I don't think there's anyone there that I haven't met yet, but it's always nice to see old faces.
And Steve Wolfhard should make a comic and sell it there, but he doesn't.
What's that?
And Steve Wolfhard should make a comic.
Steve Wolfhard is going?
No, he'll be there that day, but he's not going to be.
Oh.
He doesn't have a comic yet. So I'm just giving him...
He only makes the greatest comic.
I know.
Put them in a book.
Yeah. Steve, what the hell? Check out what's his website? I can't even remember.
Cat Rackham. You Google Cat Rackham, you find it.
There we go. A lovely cat with unfortunate time. What are some of your literary interests? What kind of books do you enjoy? Who are some authors? I know you have a George Orwell comic.
Oh yeah, George Orwell. I read that his books in high school, but I don't think that's not true. I read Homage to Catalonia in university. I said homage. That's amazing. right now, I have that Aubrey Martin series. I started that, and then I stopped, and I'm trying to pick it up again because I do so many nautical-themed things that people keep bringing it up. And that's Patrick O'Brien's series. Master and Commander and Post Captain and all of those.
Is the nautical theme because of being an East Coaster?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Probably. There are a lot of people, you know, fishermen and things in my town. My dad wasn't, but everyone else's dad was. I would brag when they would catch big tunas and go take pictures with it, and I'd be like, wish my dad caught big tunas.
Well, don't they get cod?
What's that? Cod? No. Not really. That's Newfoundland. And parts of Nova Scotia, obviously. But I know there was lobster and flounder and stuff. Well, where I am. Crab. This is really boring. You want to
we're talking about fish. I'm not even a big fish fan, really.
You live on the West Coast. That's a sin.
Yeah, I know. Well, salmon, I do eat salmon occasionally. It's enjoyable.
All right.
The Fitzgerald. You like Zelda and the rest of the family?
I do. I love all those Lost Generation writers are all really hilarious. Super indulgent and tragic.
I guess that makes it easy when you're doing any kind of biography that you can just get so many crazy facts on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when they write about themselves.
They do. I really want to read A Movable Feast. That's Hemingway's novel about his time with Fitzgerald.
Oh, really?
Where they just party all the time and just fight with each other. I haven't read it yet, but my friend Jeremy told me that it was pretty good.
Now, one thing I should give mention of is you won a Write Award this year.
Yes, I did.
And tell us about what the award is like, because they really put a lot
it's
of
huge.
Work into that.
I gave it to my mom. Huge. And I can't put it anywhere. It's nice. It's designed by Seth. And the award itself, it was a surprise. The other people who were nominated are extremely talented, so I wasn't really expecting it. But yeah, if you look up the Doug Wright Award website and check out the nominees, you really won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. There are some swell folks in there. Kate and Black actually had on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason Kiefer, who whose comics I really enjoyed that I picked up off him. I still haven't seen his I Love You, Gabrielle Bell comic, which I want to track down.
Oh, I don't know about that either.
He did a comic after TCAF and then had it at Mocha.
Oh, okay.
About seeing Gabrielle Bell.
Oh.
Yeah. You have a...
That's okay. I told you last time that I really like Mark Bell stuff.
That's
and,
true.
And when I was at Sappy Fest, the music festival, I got one. Someone gave me like an old T-shirt that he designed.
Oh, nice. Just
like,
because
I really
they heard
like
that.
Mark Bell, and you're really creepy. And I'm like, I really like
Well, he's on the East Coast now. Maybe you can stalk him out.
Maybe I will.
There we go.
Maybe. I hope he doesn't listen to your show.
I don't know. He may. Who knows? I'll direct him towards or maybe far away.
Maybe far away.
Let's talk Victorian era.
I'm sorry, Victorians. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like there. It seems like a wealth of not just historical figures, but literary figure stuff as well.
Oh yeah, totally. The Victorian era has a lot of. I don't even know. It's just one of the best ones. There's a lot of things that you can find. Like, if you go to make a comic about the, the Middle Ages or something, you're going to run into a lot of, some things are covered and some things aren't.
Yeah.
And by the time the Victorian era gets around, you can get info on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's really enjoyable.
It's,
Other than any other, I think.
Well, you know, there's something funny about children cleaning out chimneys, too.
Oh, yeah, them too. Industrial Revolution, everybody was dirty. It was gross. Everyone was gross.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. I just like climbing into chimneys.
Yeah, that's what I would have been doing if this was Victorian times, I'm sure.
Yeah. Your parents wouldn't send you a good school. They'd just send you into the factories.
Yeah, I'd be like a bootblacker. There and I'd have kids when I was 14.
All right. That's the good life to live.
It's not funny about that, is what I'm saying.
No, I guess not. That's fine. Now, our previous caller, the odd man with the accent that sounds
American.
Like he's probably drinking bourbon right now and, I don't know what else they do in the States. He asked, you know, about American history. Do you have any particular interest in doing more American history stuff? Is there any American history stuff that you really enjoyed?
Oh, I always enjoyed the Revolution times. That's probably my favorite part. Just a lot of huge personalities and a lot of action.
Yeah. I noticed the one strip you have, the Adams and Franklin.
Oh, yeah, where I let Adams have fun, because he's always portrayed as, like, angry and yowling. Yowling? What?
is that something to do in Nova Scotia? They go out yowling?
I want to say yelling and shouting at the same time. And I did that on the radio. Live.
For posterity, that's
yowling.
Yeah. Let's go do some yowling, eh?
Anyway, every time that you see Adams, he's pretty cranky and just, you know, has a big frown on, and I wanted to make a comic where he has a good time.
Any strips you're working on right now that you're enjoying?
Any? Oh, I tried to make like 5 this week, and it never happened.
What was wrong?
It just never came together. Sometimes it doesn't. It might be the intense heat here. I don't know. It's addling my brain. That could be it.
Maybe
some fresh Vancouver air will do me good.
How hot is it out there right now?
It's like 30 degrees. It's gross.
Jesus. Hey. Yeah, I'm a Vancouver boy. I don't really like that kind of sweltering heat. I think we're nearing the end of our time slot here. I'm going to play the last song request. What was the last thing we were going to play? Is that the Wilco?
I think you played Wilco when we began.
Oh, okay. Look at me, I fail. What's the last song we're playing then?
Was it Basia Bula?
That sounds about right. Yeah. So, thank you so much for joining me today, Kate.
No problem.
And
thank you, American caller.
Yeah, thank you, strange American. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And everyone, come on down. Heritage Hall Comic Con, Vancouver Comic Stories. Mm. Thank you so much, Kate.
No problem.
And talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Sometime now I've been divine. Sometime now I've been afraid that the pilgrim in vine is finally coming to take me. I could be one of them waiting. I could be one of them falling.